BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is your Christmas Eve Scott Mills daily podcast, including the annual awkward call that me and Chris make to each other's mums to give them Christmas presents. Oh, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay. Nice. What?
Ridiculous.
That is ridiculous,
isn't
it?
That's ridiculous.
Too jazzy?
Far too jazzy.
It's Christmas Eve.
I know, but that's the excuse for some of the songs I've heard today at radio. Do you know what time I got here today? I got here about 9:30.
Yes.
Some of the songs I've heard today have been ridiculous.
I won't get as camp as my ones, though.
That was insane.
Yeah. I mean, they save these specially for me, I think. Here's a question. When you hear that, does it make anyone here, or anyone listening, miss Glee just a little bit? A little bit.
No.
It does me. Sophie and Henley agrees with me. I do miss Glee a bit, but the last three seasons at least were...
Too jazzy.
They really were. What was that thing where they were moved to New York? I didn't believe that for one second, did you? So we're going to go in on Christmas today. Should we play our Christmas song soon?
Yeah.
We've only played it once this year. It'll be on tomorrow. I'm going to be on in the morning on Christmas Day, 6:30 till 10. And all of them are going to be on then, like everything. And also, something that we have only done over the last couple of years, but seems to be becoming a tradition that people like on this show, where me and Chris call each other's, well, we call our own mums.
Oh, I'd forgotten about this.
But then we give them presents.
Yeah.
So we have an annual tradition where we both buy each other's mum a present. Then we phone our mums ourselves and pretend the gift is from us. But we have no idea what's in there.
Yeah. So ultimately, you can stitch me up.
Yeah.
And I could stitch you up. Or we both could be fair and both just buy each other's mums lovely presents and make Christmas easier for everyone.
But the mums do think the presents are from their own sons.
Yeah.
Even though the one to your mum is from me and the one to my mum is from you.
I don't get games like this because it doesn't help either of us.
We don't know what's in there. So, like, both these presents are at our mum's house right now.
Yeah, they're under the tree.
So we've done it again this year. The presents are there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So the annual tradition where me and Chris buy each other's mum a present, but then call our mums and say that the gift is actually from us, their own son, is coming up just after 1:30. I don't know what's in my mum's present, you don't know what's in yours. But they'll think it's from you.
Yeah.
And my mum will think it's from me.
And it's all ready to go, yes?
Yeah,
the present is under the tree, it's waiting there.
The team on the show have made sure that that's happened, so it's there.
Good.
Okay, good.
I love your mum coming on the radio, it's great.
Yeah, me not so much. Dana in Australia says, hello, it's Christmas in Australia, actually, don't forget us. So, what, 2:25 in the morning there?
This is blowing my mind.
I just had to have a little talk with Chris and a sit down and go, yeah, like there's these time zones.
No,
I
know the time zone thing, but I think it's when there's the context of knowing that there's Christmas going on somewhere right now, you're saying in the world, people are tucking into lunch.
Not yet, because it's like early
Christmas
in the morning.
Lunch.
No, I don't think yet.
But is there somewhere in the world? I know you're saying New Zealand, 2 a.m, right?
Australia, yeah.
But is there somewhere in the world? Is there somewhere further than that? There isn't, is there?
There's not many places further.
I want to know if someone's having their Christmas lunch right now.
Okay, well...
Do you know what I mean?
The Scott Mills Daily.
This will blow your mind, Chris. In Germany, they have their Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve.
What the?
Yeah.
What do they do Christmas Day, then?
They just, like, hanging around.
Boxing Day?
Yeah, but it's not called Boxing Day.
Oh, the whole thing's mad.
Yeah, this is Stefan from Germany eating a goose, because not turkey.
Fine.
Some people don't even have turkey, imagine that.
Have you put your turkey in already, Scott?
No. Isn't that off the war?
What do you mean?
Like people putting in their turkey like 5 years before, like, I've put it in the day before Christmas Eve. That's not on anymore.
I always thought you had to put the turkey in like 5 days before Christmas.
No, I don't think that's the case anymore.
BBC Radio 1.
Which leads me to this. I really don't like this. But we do it every year because you ask us to, and we oblige. So the idea is this. At the moment, under My mum's Christmas tree underneath her tree is a Christmas present, all wrapped up. It's actually from Chris. But I now have to call my mum and tell her to open the present. She thinks it's from me, but it's not. Chris has sent it, and I'm not allowed to say it's from him. I have to say it is from me.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've sent.
Likewise, there is a present under my mum's tree right now, which she thinks is from me.
Yeah.
Now, the truth is, Scott actually bought it.
And obviously, we can send whatever we want to our mums, and the danger on this and the kind of jeopardy of it is that we just don't know what each other has sent.
Yeah.
So it's horrible.
And this could be so basic if both of us just bought a candle for each other's mums or just something normal.
Yeah, but we don't.
But that's obviously not happened.
It's not really the idea of it, is it? Are you nervous?
I don't feel nervous as much as like other years that we've done this. It's just cringeworthy.
Okay.
Actually, so, yeah, I'm more scared than nervous.
I just want to get this out of the way now,
yeah,
so we can just relax and enjoy the rest of the show. So, Chris has to do the same. Under his mum's tree, there's a present from me. But at all times, he has to say it's from him. He has to go through saying that it's from him. And obviously, we have to ask them what the present is and what it says on the box.
Okay. Just,
so
you, just go with it.
You first.
To serve?
You call your mum and get her to describe that present that's under the tree from
now,
me.
Last year...
But from you.
Last year, when she opened the present, it was a doormat from you, which said, "I like it dirty."
That's right. Which, actually, I was really pleased with myself for that.
The worst thing about it is she loves that mat.
Does she?
Doesn't get the joke.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now I'm worried about what I've got this year. Okay.
Fine.
Right,
so I'll go first. I'll call my mum.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, mum. You all right?
Yep. Hi, Chris.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Well, Merry Christmas Eve to you too. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just at radio.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's Christmas Eve. I thought maybe this year that you could open one of your presents a bit early.
Ooh, why not?
Especially,
you know me.
Yeah. And I've put lots of effort into this year's one, so it'd be nice for you to open it now, make it extra special.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Fine, this is happening. So, do you want to pick up... It should be in blue wrapping paper.
What, under the tree?
Under the tree, yeah.
Let me just go and have a look. Oh, yeah, I've got it, yeah. Blue shiny one.
Yeah. Is it big?
Well, it's just like a smallish box. It's not very big.
Good. That's what I bought you for Christmas, so we're going to unwrap it now.
Oh, okay. You
fine.
Sure?
Yeah, okay, fine. So, Merry Christmas. This is from me.
Okay. It's exciting. So, I'll open it now.
Yeah, yep. Open it now.
Okay, hold on. Oh, I see.
Okay, what is it?
Okay. Okay, thanks, Chris.
Is it good?
It's a candy bikini.
A what?
A candy... Well, you must know, a candy bikini.
Candy bikini, yeah. Brilliant. Do you want to describe it to me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's got instructions or something written on the back anyway.
Yeah, do you want to read that?
Right, okay. Are you sure you want me to read this?
Yeah, may as well.
Okay, here we go. Ever wanted to feel sexy and sweet at the same time? Well, now you can with this candy bikini. So it seems it's candy threaded into a bikini design. Over 300 pieces of candy, you'll be sweet on the lips as well as the eye.
Brilliant. Hmm. Fine. So Merry Christmas, Mum. I'll see you later.
Can I just say one more thing about this, actually? And this is the bit that I think it says, you've clearly put some thought into this, Chris. Ladies of all shapes and sizes can wear this product. That really makes me feel good.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, Mum, I'll speak to you later on.
Yeah, thanks anyway.
Please you like it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm really sorry.
That's horrible.
Have I overstepped there?
That's a silly one. But next comes the fun bit anyway. Your mum. Are we doing it now?
Yeah.
Are we doing it right now?
This is horrible. I'm really sorry. Maybe the candy bikini was worse than last year's, I think.
I think the candy bikini on paper is worse than last year's, but there is still a doormat in my mum's house which says I like it dirty. Right, come on.
Right,
your mum now or in a minute?
No, we'll do
now?
It. Should we do it now? Get
Fine.
Out of the way. Okay, right. So I'm going to call my mum now and tell her to open a present that's under the tree from me, but it's not, it's from Chris. Oh, what is it?
So she'll love it. Don't worry.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Yes, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, hooray.
You know, I said before that there's one present I quite like you to open before Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see it? It's like I've left it out by the kind of right at the bottom left of the tree.
Okay. Yeah, 2 seconds. I'll open it. Hold
on. Okay. You got it?
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah, that one is from me.
Is it?
Yep. So if you just... have you opened it?
Do you want me to open it?
Yeah, go on, open it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Okay. Good.
What is it?
Grow your own toy boy.
Okay, and what's that? Is there any description on it or
what
does it say on the box?
Okay. It's it's not too late to have a winter boyfriend. With this, your very own, grow your own toy boy set. Right. If you've ever wanted to snuggle up to a younger man, this is your opportunity. Okay. Just add water to see your new boyfriend grow up to 600% of its original size. I don't know if I can read this out to my son. In all the important areas. Your new man will never snore, never complain when you are watching Downton. Oh dear. And never leave your side, and it will shrink when left to dry or in cold temperatures.
Okay, I've got to go now then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, bye.
She loves it.
No, she doesn't. Right, that's yours is way worse
She's
than mine.
Gone, yeah? She loves it.
She doesn't love it.
You can call it daddy.
Ah! Okay, I'm really glad that's done. Yeah, thanks for the toy boy that grows in all the right areas.
No worries.
Thanks very much for that. Cheers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Merry Christmas.
People were actually sat outside their house waiting to go in just to find out what present you'd got my mum and vice versa. Ashley in Littlehampton. Sat outside my house, just got home from work. Feel like I'm going to wet myself, but this is worth it. I just want to hear what the presents are.
Do you reckon your mum's put it straight into water?
Do you reckon your mum's got it on right now?
Your mum loved it.
Yeah, your mum loved it. She's wearing
it now.
No,
my mum was a bit weird.
Your mum's wearing it now,
though. Your mum was giggling away. She loves it.
Yeah, but your mum's probably wearing it.
And your mum's growing a boyfriend at the moment.
And yours is wearing a candy bikini.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, the Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell video is doing well on YouTube right now.
Very well.
If you haven't watched it yet, it's Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, two of the biggest stars in Hollywood, just chucking playground insults at each other. They're in a darkened room. They're staring each other out, trying to be all serious. And it's really funny. One of the best things we've done, I think, this year.
And what's amazing about it is it really doesn't take long for them to go deep. I'd say like 40 seconds in-ish,
yeah.
So they really go for it.
Just to warn you, it does get a little bit rude around about, 40 seconds in. And we can't play that on the radio. So if you are allowed to or you think you can handle it, it's YouTube.
You can handle it?
Can you handle it? Can you, huh? For Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell Playground Insults game. Oh, I just saw that Eddie Redmayne's expecting a baby with his wife. That's cute. Just announced today. He is on the show on Tuesday. It's not this normal 1 till 4 show, though. We're doing the Red One Breakfast Show in for Grimmy. So Eddie Redmayne, all the film artists at the moment, all the film guests, Eddie Redmayne after 9 next Tuesday morning. I know you're about to go into a period where you don't know what time or day it is, but next Tuesday at 9 a.m., Eddie Redmayne on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you want to guess how much that song has made in royalties for Mariah Carey?
Oh, it must be ridiculous.
Seeing as she did produce it as well.
Did she?
And wrote it. Yeah. Well, she co-wrote it, but yeah, she wrote it. Guess.
Per year?
No, this is all together.
Oh, I wouldn't... 5 million.
5 million?
Yeah. Is that an unreasonable amount?
In dollars.
Yes, okay.
$5 million.
$5 million.
Since it came out. Try $50 million.
Yes.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mariah. Also, if you look on her Instagram and Twitter, she's literally doing that video every year at Christmas. Look it up now. Mm. She's probably frolicking in snow with some reindeer right now. Living the dream.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are we, like 2 weeks into the hiatus now?
Yeah.
Liam Payne doesn't know what to do with himself on social media. Have you seen it?
Didn't he just whop a song out?
Did he?
I think so. I think he just released something. I get there's a real lack of control now, but I like that.
I like it. I mean, the other day I saw him put on, like, when you film your dog, why do they stop being funny? And there's just a lot of free time going on now, which they've not had for 5 years, so bear with. That was One Direction and Drag Me Down, and you're listening to BBC Radio 1. It's that special time of year. May and her mum Zoe and Hamish the dog driving to Southport for Christmas with the family. Nikki driving home for Christmas all the way from Plymouth to Horsham. Merry Christmas to you. Kirsten, Robbie, Isla and Amy are convoying on the way to the airport, Scotland to Manchester.
Oh, that's awesome. I love a convoy. When you get in that situation, that's wicked.
And they're going to Barbados tonight. Gel. And also Lucy and Wayne, who are meeting up with some mates tonight. A load of people were doing that. You know, when you meet up with your mates who maybe have also moved away, but you all go back home and you go to the pub that you probably spent a lot of your life in before you moved away. So you go to that pub in your hometown every single year on Christmas Eve, but suddenly they've got some door staff and online the poster says it's going to be a roadblock.
Yeah.
And they've probably got sexy Santa shot girls as well.
Yeah, always.
And free mince pies.
Mm.
Hey, the place you're going tonight, I've just seen the dress code. You just sent me the poster there. Smart and sexy. What does that mean?
I don't know, because it's a hard one. If you're wearing a suit, it's hard not to look sexy, isn't
yeah.
it? It'd be amazing if the dress code was smart and ugly. You know, like, that would be a challenge.
I'm not being rude, but you struggle to be smart and sexy.
Well, you are being rude.
That's not rude.
So are you saying that I'm going to be fine, I've got my photo ID, which it says is necessary, but I won't get in because I'm neither smart or sexy?
I just want you to smarten up a bit.
Also, do you think smart and sexy, by that, there's some kind of intelligence test on the door? It's saying you need to be, well, clever and sexy.
Yeah, I think so. If anyone knows what that dress code means and can shed some light for boys, let us know, because Chris is having a mare. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Where are you going at the moment?
I'm driving home to Watford.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where Chris is from.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's from Watford. Are you going out tonight?
We are. We're going out in Watford. My mum and dad are having a bit of a soiree.
Oh.
And
do you want to come? Yeah, do you want to come to my mum's house?
What? Okay.
Knows that you've been invited out with her mum rather than the trip to Watford.
Hang on a second. Are you going to your mum's house and then Watford?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, good. Right, you probably know where to go, but and also you do, Chris, because you're
from
there.
Do you want me to take this one?
No, stay out of this.
Yeah, well, where would you suggest?
I'm saying Mood Underwater, bit of Revs, Oceana, Bosch, and then Sam's Chicken for the way home. What are you saying?
Yeah, all about Sam's Chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, sorry I can't make your mum's house tonight. maybe next year.
Yeah, she's doing some pigs in blankets.
Standard. She loves it.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I think they probably already knew where to go, cos from Watford, but I just felt I helped there. Driving home for Christmas. The Scott Mills Daily. Merry Christmas from Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here. Tomorrow, I'm going to be here from 6:30 till 10 in the morning, and it's all Christmas songs, I can promise you that. So open your presents with me, please, from 6:30 tomorrow morning. One. Hi, Scott Mills here. It's Christmas Eve on Radio 1. Nothing else for it. I think I'm going to have to break out, wrap myself in paper again.
Really?
Yeah, is that all right?
It's not a week and a day, though. It
doesn't matter.
Day.
Wait, it's not one more sleep. Oh, it is one more sleep. But you know what I mean? We've played that on other days.
All right.
Okay. I just feel I'm in need of it. I can't believe this song's only had one outing so far this year. Sorry, I've got it off cassette, which is why it sounds rubs. But I still love it. All right, turn Radio 1 up now, even if you're in a car. You should be able to see people around you actually secretly enjoying the song if you look through their car window. I want everyone in their car right now to turn this up as loud as it will go. Magnus on Radio 1. The jolly season is approaching fast, giving us a reason to be happy. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Joe is queuing at the Severn Bridge tolls. Loads of people singing along. Yes. Wrap myself in paper is a certified legit banger, says Lauren.
Do you want some mash with that?
Oh, do you want some mash with that banger?
I mean, the lyrics we've talked about before are insane.
Mel Jackson says, what a legendary song. I think that's what they do in Sweden, though. They just wrap themselves in paper, because he's Swedish. His name is Magnus Carlsen. I do wheel that out every year, and it just gets the same reaction. Either people go, yes, amazing, or they go, what the... The Scott Mills Daily. So, yeah, it's Christmas tomorrow, isn't it? Hello, and good afternoon to Georgia. Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And it's your birthday tomorrow.
It is my birthday tomorrow, yes.
Right, obviously this has happened before, so you're used to it. But I'm not sure how I'd cope with that. How is it?
It's quite annoying, but it's okay because we wake up in the morning, it's Christmas, and we get on with the Christmas morning, and then we have Christmas dinner, and after Christmas dinner, it's all about birthday.
All right, so everyone has to forget about Christmas, and then it's all about you for the next part of the day.
Yes,
and double presents.
Double presents.
But what's the difference? I don't get what's the difference between the two halves.
Well, the wrapping paper.
Right,
yes, that's true.
that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, and then do you go out of an evening?
No, I just stay at home with family, usually.
Cool.
So what's your favourite, Christmas family or birthday?
Birthday.
Every time.
You sound like you take it so seriously, like anybody risks mentioning question in your birthday half of the day, there's trouble.
Well, usually, if people say to me, happy Christmas before happy birthday, there is a big problem.
Yeah. Does this mean you hate Christmas a little bit?
Just a little bit. Yeah.
No, do you know what? You're jealous of Christmas. That's what it is. You don't hate it.
You want to be Christmas.
Well, obviously, because I have to wait all year, and then I have to share my birthday with everyone else on Christmas.
Yeah. Well, listen...
But it's okay, because I've got used to it, so it's fine.
Yeah, you got used to it. How old are you now?
I'm going to be 20 tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like 19 years, it's all fine.
That's cool.
Okay, listen, well, I'll be thinking of you after my Christmas day tomorrow. I'll just think to myself, it's George's birthday. That's what I'll be thinking directly after my dinner, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday.
Merry Christmas.
Can I give a quick shout out to all of my family, please?
Yes.
And to Laura, Luke, Jane, Andy, and my nan, and my boyfriend. I hope you all have an amazing Christmas.
Normally, shout-outs aren't on, but it's Christmas, so I'm sorry, it's your birthday, so it's allowed. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hi, Zoe and Holly on the way to Wyre Piddle in Worcestershire. That's definitely a place. David off of Hendon. Beth in Cheltenham, who's just singing along to all the Christmas songs. Let It Snow. I wish it would snow. It's like kind of just rubbish rain. Laura on the A14, travelling to see her family to give out presents. Like, that's what people at Christmas do. Jess, who's dressed as an elf, going home till Saturday. And Sam and Sophia are driving home for Christmas from Cornwall to Kidderminster. That's what it's all about. Radio 1 all over the festive season. Loads of Christmas tunes. Loads of people just listening in their cars right now. Lots of people wrapping presents.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes. Chris?
Yeah?
Can I,
Yes. It's that time, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's Christmas!
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're really stingy. Fill it up. Thank you. And that's going to really annoy people that are in their car and can't get to a service station for a little wee at the moment. That was Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Okay, then, me against you on Real or No Real today.
All right.
And it is a Christmas-themed one. Play along if you're in the car and you're really bored. Let us know how you do.
Scientists have found that dinosaurs had Christmas trees 100 million years ago.
But why, though?
Well, if they did have Christmas trees, are we saying that they would do what we do with Christmas trees and decorate them? Or are we saying they were just literally there? Because there were
dinosaurs.
Trees. There were trees there.
100 million years ago, there were trees.
There were trees.
But were they actual Christmas trees? I'm not saying that a Diplodocus, like, put a star on top. That didn't happen. But I'm saying that there were... Would there have been Christmas trees?
But also, only certain dinosaurs would be able to put the star on the top, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, some of them... What's the one that stands on two legs? The main one, the main character. The
T-Rex.
T-Rex. He could put the little baubles on with his little hands.
Right, okay, I think we're overanalyzing this. I think that, yes, they did have trees then, so I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go no, because I think this is... I'm going to say no real, because I think this is suggesting that it's like what we do with Christmas trees now. No real.
That one is real.
Yes, so they didn't have decorations, but a study of the DNA of conifer trees has shown that they have stayed virtually the same for 100 million years. So even though they didn't decorate them, and they probably didn't put them in their house because there were dinosaurs, they did have Christmas trees 100 million years ago. And next.
In 1969, the Queen didn't deliver her annual Christmas speech because she thought she'd been on TV enough that year.
Hang on a second, I thought she did it every year since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Well, since television.
I thought this was a tradition that happens. You don't just... call in sick one day and just say, no, I don't fancy it. Maybe it's a heavy Christmas, I don't know, just she didn't fancy it.
But also, you're the Queen. So who thinks, as the Queen, actually, I've been on TV too much. Of course you have, you're in the royal family.
Yeah.
You're going to be on TV. Like, you are news.
But also, she's going to be on TV quite a lot just through being on the news. Exactly, not by choice.
She's not going to miss one.
Yeah, whereas this is her choosing to do the Christmas speech. So I think... I think this is no real.
I can't see how she would have ever missed one, because I thought it had been every year since she became monarch.
Mm.
So no Queen speech in 1969. You're saying...
I'm saying no real.
I'm saying no real as well.
That one is real.
What? Okay, I've got it here. In 1969, there was a special and revealing TV documentary about the royal family. And so, to avoid overexposure, the palace decided that there would not be a speech that year. And instead, the Queen released a brief written message.
Whoa.
That's insane. I never knew that. And finally, on today's Christmas Real or No Real,
Radio 1 DJ Nick Grimshaw and his family will be joining forces with Alan Carr's family on Christmas Day. The festivities will begin with carols led by Grimmy and Alan.
I would want to be at that.
So, Grimmy and his family would be joining the Carrs. I didn't know they were that good mates.
So it's the Grimshaws and the Carrs there, together at Christmas.
What a camp Christmas.
Yeah, I know. So camp. But brilliant.
Yeah.
That'd be such a lot of fun.
I know, I just don't think they're that good friends. I think this one's no real. What do you reckon, Scott?
I think they are friends, but I'm not sure that they... I'm not sure their families know each other, so...
Yeah, but mate, Christmas Day friends. You wouldn't even let me come round yours on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's not true. If you wanted to, you could.
Do you honestly mean that?
Yeah.
No,
you could, if you wanted
don't.
To. I'm looking you in the eye.
There'd be no room in the inn.
Yes, there is. There's plenty of room. You just have to sit on a different chair to everyone else. Slightly lower. Because I run
what
out.
Do you mean? All right, okay.
You know, the whole thing when you run out at Christmas. Mm. So I haven't got enough chairs. Mm. Small perf in the shed. That's what you'd be on.
Well, I could deal with that.
Real or no real, Grimmy and Alan Carr spending Christmas together.
I think this is no real.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
How?
What's going on there?
Pass me the info. Okay. Radio 1 DJ Nick Grimshaw and his family, it's a complete coincidence. They've both booked into the same hotel for Christmas, so they will be seeing each other tomorrow. Are they really starting carols led by Grimmy and Alan? Are they? Well, that's incredible.
That's brilliant.
I love that they're spending Christmas in a hotel as well. So fancy. And at the end of that festive round of Real or No Real with me against Chris.
Well, it's very low scoring. Scott, I got nothing. Scott, you got a festive 10.
Okay, thank you very much. And we're going to be doing Real or No Real when we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next week with you, the listeners.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
I never realised before, Chris does a really disturbing dance when that's on.
It's cheeky. That's the thing about that song.
It's kind of like, oh. Oh.
I know, it's, yeah, okay.
I'm just stick your bum out a bit there. There's no real need for it.
No, it's not like that. You're making it sound like it's a bit panto.
Trying to be a bit sexy there.
It is. It's me trying to be a bit sexy.
Okay, good. That was Eartha Kitt and Santa Baby on BBC Radio 1. Because it's Christmas!
Christmas!
Yes!
Christmas.
This has been lacking.
Merry Christmas. I need this. Yes. Merry Christmas.
Come on! My NSYNC album out again. It's that time.
Say hello to Rhiannon.
Hello, Rhiannon.
Find this again. Wasn't it on a movie?
Yeah. It was a film I was watching last year. It's got Jessica Biel in it, randomly. And Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh.
And it's called I'll Be Home for Christmas. And basically, it's a guy that is told his family that he's going to be home for Christmas. And his dad offers to give him his vintage Porsche if he's home by 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And obviously, hilarity ensues. And that is your Christmas Eve podcast. I'm back tomorrow morning from 6:30 with Christmas tunes. Ahoy for Christmas Day on Radio 1.